I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Ay! May naglalaplapan sa ano, sa during Zoom meeting. Charet!
Ay, ano ba yan? Kaya na dati, magtutuksuan kami. Pag pupunta ka ng syudad, alam mo na pupunta ng city yung tao. Kasi nakakorma.
Pinairam ko siya ng damit. Literally, kahit na nag-una ko mahugot. Tapos sinuot niya. Tapos parang sabi ko, no, this is not supposed to work. Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Ina!
And this is Sari.
And you all are listening to
Hazards. Ayon.
Ano? Charot.
Ano?
Welcome, welcome.
Ano sinasabi ni Sari? Sorry.
Sabi ko congrats kay Athena, graduate na siya.
Wala siya dito ngayon, guys, kasi ano siya, well-deserved bakasyon dahil graduate na siya. Congrats, Athena!
Oo. Alam mo, tapang nila, nung time namin, takot kaming lumabas kasi di ba may ganun pamahiin pag bagong graduate?
Ha? Graduation, huwag ka daw mag...
Before!
Before! Dapat after.
Lot. Oo, makamagot. So, yun. So, guys, actually ngayon lang kami, bago kami nag-record, mga isang oras muna kami nagtsikahan, guys. Kasi, ang tagal namin di nagkita.
Promise.
Oo, parang, di ba nga sabi namin sa inyo, yung flop era namin is also our maturity era. Ang dami namin ginagawa. So, na-miss namin sa isang tagal namin, nagchika-chika, ganon.
Kaya, anong busy-busy? Alam mo, kumikita ang kabuhayan kami ngayon. Karamihan sa akin.
Kayo? Kasi ako, hindi. Charot.
Lord,
ba't kayo kumikita? Alam mo, sa atin nata, si Yudes lang yung kumikita.
Regularly.
Regularly. As
oy, grabe.
Kasi kami parang sila Blue Moon kumita eh.
True. Ay ako, hindi na ako mukha ng racket lately. Yarn. So, wala muna tayong kinikita.
Abala-abala tayo. Kahit hindi tayo kumikita. For some reason.
At ganun yung life chart.
Ay, kailangan may magbago, no?
Pwede pong nagre-rest.
Abala, pero may pera. Ganun.
Oo nga eh. Pwede pong nagre-rest. Yung ganun. Baliktad naman. Yung nagre-rest po.
Pero kumikita ng pera.
Pwede yan.
Yeah, so sobrang ano namin, sobrang shiwang namin. Guys, it's no joke. Almost 2 weeks kami hindi nakapag-meaningful na chikahan because ganun kami ka- up in our businesses lately. So, kung halimbawa man sa mga nag-disappoint last week, sorry na. We're doing our best. Kasi, yun.
Alam nyo guys, biktima lang din kami ng bagong administrasyon ng taas-taas ng bilihin. Ang taas-taas ng gas.
Alam mo, twice ako nag-angkas last week. Tapos, nag-plus 10 or 20 pesos ako dun sa mga angkas sa sinakyan ko.
Ma'am, dati naalala ko, pag magbubuk ako ng Grab pa CCP, taga-Pasay lang din ako ah, Pasay ang CCP. Usually, 120 something lang yan, 150. Alam mo kung magkano yung Grab ko nung past few days papunta ng CCP? 300 pesos.
Wow!
Wow!
Di mo naman masisi Grab?
Hindi ka naman mapwede magalit kasi alam mo na... Alam
kailangan
mo
naman nila kumita ng pera.
Nandun ka sa point na naaasar ka, pero ba't ka maasar sa kanila?
Pero alam mo, nawi-weirdohan ako, yung angkas at yung joyride, hindi sila nagtataas ng pamasahe and yun yung issue din nila ngayon.
Kaya ako, plus 20 or plus 10 yung mga binibigay ko kung may mga supply. Kung variables lang naman, I mean, masakit pa rin naman yun, pero paalam mo yung panggapin ni kuya or something. Alam mo yung pandagdaga na lang.
Para naman maibisan.
Hi!
Ano, sorry?
Buti pa nga may pang tip pa siya eh. Ako parang hindi, pangkain ko na lang itong 20.
Oo, ganon. Nandun na tayo guys sa ano, paghirap levels. So, brace yourselves.
Kaya, siwang-siwang kami. Hindi namin alam kung ano gagawin. Ang hirap makisabay sa ubuso. Na-mention namin yan kanina. Kaya, alam mo, kaya that's how we actually came up with this topic din, no? Diba? Growing up. Baliktad na nga natin today yung mga bagay na things we wanted to jump in, we wanted to jump ship, but we couldn't, or siguro nakapag-jump ship.
Alam nyo, parang bumalik lang tayo sa cycle. Ngayon, nahirapan akong sumabay sa uso kasi I'm so poor.
Same. Ako naman, nahirapan akong sumabay sa uso kasi yung mga uso ngayon, parang hindi ko na kayang ano, sabayan. It's either it's too overwhelming for me or something.
Sige. Pag-usapan natin yan. I'll go Yudes.
Ako siguro, when I was younger, one of the things na pinakagusto kong sabayan noon was yung time na yung pagandahan ng casing ng cellphone.
Ah! Oo! Oh,
my God, nahihiya ako yung cellphone ko pa dati may acetate. Swami!
Kina-explain mo yung acetate sa phone. Sa
ay, sorry. Kasi baka meron pa tayong mga minor dito, no? Na hindi na... I'm sure
naabutan.
Pero vague na. Yung, hindi ko ma-explain. So, ito yung LCD mo, right? Eh, dati, di ba, hindi pa to, hindi, analog ba siya? So, parang yung ibabaw ata ng screen mo, pwede mong patungan or ilalim, di ko sure. So, yung screen mo, may picture siya sa ilalim. So, kunyari, kung fan ka ng Flame of Reka, putang hindi ko alam kung paano kinakaya ng mga tao yung ganong acetate.
Mm-hmm.
Yung meron sa ilalim na picture, tapos sa ibabaw yung screen, para siyang literal na wallpaper ang cellphone. Pero manual siyang nilalagay.
Inikit?
Inikit. Papalagay mo siya sa mga kuya sa tabi.
Oo. Alam mo, naingit ako noon kasi ano, I never had any phone until I was in grade school. Parang nabigyan na lang ako mga third year high school. And even then, yung phone ko noon, ano lang din. I think it was 6610i. Nokia 6610i.
Uy, magandang phone na yan, ha?
Yung high school ako. Tapos sobrang happy ako kasi ano yun, may camera siya. Yung aiming camera.
Alam mo ako, nagka-camera phone ako college na.
Talaga? Ako nagkaroon na lang ako nung tao dito, yung touch screen. Wasa na rin, college na lang din, mga third year.
Siguro college na kayo nun. Ako, adult na ako nun. Tapos napilitan ako. Kasi, ano yun, ang daming gagawin. Tapos sinabi sa akin, send mo yung photo. Saan? Ano? Tapos wala, kinailangan ko kumuha ng ano.
Ang phone na may ano talaga na built for the developing working environment na at that time. Oo. Tapos yung ano yan, na, kaya kong i-chart yung evolution na ano, ng phone ko. At one point, nagka-Nokia N75 ako.
Tapos, ang yaman mo naman.
College na ako noon. So at that time, QWERTY.
Nasabi ni Sari yan, ha?
Hindi ko rin afford yan dati.
Di ba ang yaman?
O hindi, pero at that time, yung N75, hindi na uso. Kasi ang mga funnel yan na nun, ang mga uso na nun is yung QWERTY na ng ano, ng...
Blackberry.
At saka, what they call this, yung Samsung na, yung yellow na ano, na touchscreen.
Corby,
oo.
Hindi ko maalala yan. Alam mo, wala na ako sa uso niya nung college kayo.
It was only in third year wherein nagkaroon na ako ng iPhone for the first time.
Hindi pa nga ako nakakatikim ng iPhone.
Oh, ako din. Parang wala akong balak. Ang hirap gamitin eh. Nahihirapan ako.
Alam mo, ano lang siya. Scary lang siya ng first time pag when you're out from the outside looking in. Pero pag meron ka na, parang sobrang user-friendly niya. Ang problem lang, Sari, is once nakaano pa, very dependent siya minsan sa laptop.
Kaya hindi ako, ano, what do you call that? The ecosystem? You have to have that eh. If you have an iPhone, you have to have a Mac laptop.
Not necessarily naman. Pero a Mac laptop makes things that easier. Way exactly. Easier.
Exactly.
But so, you can use regular laptops in order to connect your phone.
So, hindi ko kaya. Tsaka yun, medyo baba ako.
Pero at that time, ano na, okay naman, nung, when I was younger, doon ako ingit na ingit kasi mga, ano, yung mga friends ko noon, pabunggaan talaga ng, ano, mga tawag dito, Nightmare Before Christmas, yung cover ng, ano, nila, ng phone nila, yung casing ng phone nila, to sa Lush Love, kahit never ko pa napapanood ng Nightmare Before Christmas, wala, gusto ko rin ng Jack and Sally.
Ah, kasi pero ano siya. It's kind of like an emo, ano, ano.
Oo.
Ano yun? Sorry, sorry, go ahead.
Hey, pero grabe, kasi ngayon, sobrang need na ng phone na kompleto yung laman.
Mm.
Ewan ko, siguro depende sa work yun. Pero kasi dati, parang kahit wala kang phone, kaya eh.
Oo, oo.
Kailangan lang makontakt ka kung kailan yung rehearsal, saan, sa new event or anything. Pero ngayon, yung ultimo emails, lahat. Parang dapat nasa phone.
Yeah, kasi now you have Viber groups, you have Messenger groups, you have WhatsApp, you have Telegram. Parang there are people na exclusively nagdi-deal lang work in those channels. Kasi, you know, they don't want na pag-isama yun, pag-isahin yun sa isang ano lang, sa isang app lang. So, na-sellan sila. Or they prefer to separate their work life from their personal life. And for them, Messenger is really personal. So, they do Telegram, they do WhatsApp. Hassle. Although, I really, yeah, that's your right. I really miss those times we're in. You don't need to be so into that. You don't need very complicated stuff in order to be, you know, to do your work.
Mag-meet lang kayo. Mag-set lang kayo ng time and yeah, text mo lang tapos magkita tayo.
I think
that's also why parang there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of burnout these days kasi people can reach you anytime, anywhere.
So, yeah.
Dati kasi kapag hindi kayo magkasama, edi hindi kayo magkasama. Hindi kayo, pag hindi mo na-receive yung email, edi hindi mo na-receive.
Mahirap pa kasi what they call this, ano, you no longer have the excuse na hindi mo hawak yung phone mo.
Oo.
Unless you're really old, nearly impossible na hindi mo hawak yung phone mo.
Pero nandiyan ako ah, mapunta na ako dyan ah. Sometimes parang mga 16 missed calls. Hindi na ako sumasagot ng call, hindi na ako. Parang, hello, parang, ayoko na, gusto ko na lang maging patatas.
Mag-mid-30s ka na ba, Ina?
I'm in my mid-30s.
Talaga?
It doesn't look that.
It doesn't look that way.
Because I'm short, Char.
But aside from that, I think isa din sa mga gusto ko sana makisabay nun, pero hindi ako nakasabay. Sa mga colored pants, nalala niyo yung era of colored skinny jeans.
Ah, yes! Naalala ko yan, college na ako nun eh.
Yeah. Ako, college na si Sari nun, lagpas na ako.
Now, there was a time na ang pinakausong fashion statement nun were colored skinny jeans. Eh, at that time kasi, diba, I was fresh from the Provence.
Fresh from the Barria?
Fresh from the Barria. Fresh from the barrio ako. Parang, yung sinamami nun, pag, ano, pag sinasabi ko, bibili ako ng libro, magpapadala sila ng pera. Pero pag sinasabi kong,
ma, bibili ako ng skinny jeans.
Well, hindi ka nagpunta dyan sa Maynila para bumili ng damit. Yung sinasabi na mami. So, wala. Talagang, ano, I mean, hindi naman siya tragedy. Alam mo yan. Hindi naman siya tragedy sa akin na, ano. Pero at the same time, ingit na ingit ako na, ano, dami nilang jeans. Tapos ako yung, ang gamit ko lang doon, wala. Jeans, ano, blue jeans forever. Tapos, trinay ko makisabay later on. Nung nagkaroon na ako ng pera, pero hindi na siya uso. Parang napakinabangan ko na siya mga 3 months, ganyan.
Diyan ako makaka-relate sa'yo kasi usually ako late ko nakukuha yung mga gusto ko. Mm. Tapos hindi na uso, ganun.
When you were younger, were there something similar dun sa phone casing na parang gusto niyo sana sa bed but you weren't able to?
Marami.
Ako din dami.
Naalala niyo yung set, ang pandana, pero elementary pa ako nito eh. Nauso ulit si ano, si J-Lo. At saka yung mga hip-hop R&B.
So high school ako niyan.
Yung cap, uso yung parang grandfather's golf cap.
Wala. At dahil, yung parang ano, yung parang page boy na hat na yung sinuot niya sa Jenny from the Block.
Tapos lahat ng classmates kong girls, yung mga popular, may ganun sila.
Ay, alam mo, may ganyan ako noong high school.
Wala akong pambili. Mm. Yung nanay ko, tinahin niya ako. Anong
I love you.
It's not exactly as, alam mo yun, as
chic.
Yung mga nakikita ko sa kaklase ko, syempre. Kasi yung mom ko, parang hindi naman siya yung magaling-magaling talaga mag-tie.
Ito ba? Yung ganito? Wait lang ha.
Yan!
Yeah.
Yung puting cap ni J-Lo sa Jenny. Jack, may ganito ako. Bumuli ako sa Divisoria ng Jenny.
Kung gusto ko magkaroon ng ganun. Tapos, sinitiis ko yung tinahin ng mom ko kasi yun yung closest to it.
Eh, ang cute naman nun.
Ang cute, tinahiyaw ka ng mommy mo.
At saka nung nauso yung skinny jeans kasi si Beyonce, parang lumabas siya sa kanya music video na yung jeans niya, hindi na bell-bottom, gano'n. Nahubog yung legs, ganyan. Eh, nauso ang skinny jeans, tapos nakahabayanas yung mga tao.
Alam
mo, hindi ako na, hindi rin ako nakatikim ng kabayanas. Diyos ko, Lord!
Hindi, pero siya sa amin, nauso din yan, pero siyempre Provence level. So, skinny jeans, tapos eyeliner, ganyan.
Sa amin, nauso, provincia din, pero ang mga tao, naka-skinny jeans and, ano, and habayanas. Tapos parang ako, kung ino, wala akong pambili na habayanas. So, sinwerte lang ako noon na yung friend ko, yung mommy niya, inuwian siya ng Ipanema na chinelo.
Kung wala kang habayanas, Ipanema ka, girl.
Or toberries. Toberries yung isa.
Toberries.
Toberries yung mura eh. Kaya okay lang eh. Pero yung skinny jeans, wala akong pambili. Tinanay ko, tinatahi yung mga bell bottom ko para maging...
Hala!
Sorry. Ang cute nun.
Pero alam mo, they don't turn out well. They are not... It's ill-fitting. Pero... sinusuot mo pa rin, ganun. Ganun yung nangyari sa akin. Tapos merong isang jeans na pinamana sa akin. Hindi ko alam kung available pa tong brand na to, pero mahal na, mahal to noon. Parang Shadow Levels to. Rosardi jeans.
Hindi ko alam na yun.
Baka Italian brand.
Hindi ko maalala kung may Rosardi jeans ako. Kasi, ewan ko, may mga random akong mga gamit na siguro galing pang Japan or binigay galing Japan na may brand talaga. Meron akong pambahay na Chanel, ganun. Sinusot ang kapatid ko hanggang ngayon. Yung Trussardi, hindi ko alam saan na napunta, pero yung jeans na yun, talaga inaalagaan namin kasi designer jeans siya.
Para sisterhood of the traveling pants ang technique nyo.
Ginawa ng nanay ko, ginawa niya skinny jeans. Nagmukha siyang, basta sobrang ill-fitting niya. Pero sinusuot ko, kasi Trussardi siya. Tapos mo, ang jologs-jologs ko ron.
Maka sinerch ko ngayon yung price ng Trussardi. 3,978. Pakala! Oo, tapos yung bell bottom, 6,773
pesos. Trussardi. Pero naku nun.
Tingnan ko, nag-ilonggo. Kaya naman pala tini-treasure mo yung Trussardi.
Ay, tinawa kung 3,000 yung pantalot ko.
Kasha pa rin sa akin kasi naalala kong malaki siyang jeans. Tapos, anong tawag dito? Yun lang, pinipilit ko lagi sa sarili ko dahil nga hindi namin na mabili, itinitry ayusin ng nanay ko. Tapos, pag kaya ko na siyang bilhin, hindi na siya sa uso. Like, nakabili ako ng una kong skinny jeans. 2012 na yata.
Ang mga 2013 ako naka-first skinny jeans. O, mantagin lang skinny jeans.
Tapos, hindi pa siya yung mamahalin, ha? Like, binili ko lang kasi I want to look the part.
Alam ko na yung brand niyan. Sean Sean Fong. Mga ganun.
Skinny jeans na pumukha ng leggings. Ganun. Tapos, puta, wala akong pambili ng pantalon hanggang ngayon. Kaya, nilalaban ko yung shorts. Kasi, pampahaba din siya ng legs ko. Ang dami ko nalilid lang na akala nila 5'2 ako. Mukha akong 5'1. Pero te, flat 5, pa 4'11 na ako. Ganun. Hindi lang halata.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Tapos, ano pa, ito pa. Kung ngayon, sa mga bagets, uso yung ano, yung mga Uniqlo from head to toe. Ma'am, sa amin ang may uso na bench from head to toe.
Bench, tsaka pen shop. Bench, pen shop, human.
Mm. Bench pala human, in fairness, in fairness.
Oh, as in, oo, meron ako dating dorm mate. Tapos parang medyo ano niya yon, parang medyo claim to fame niya yon. Siyempre, chichismis ko siya ngayon, no? Hindi ko naman mention yung name. May scholarship kasi siya. Tapos parang a lot of people are questioning his scholarship kasi medyo okay naman yung family niya. Actually, hindi. Yung main family niya, hindi okay. Pero kasi pinapaaral siya ng tita niya ata. So, yung allowance niya from the scholarship, napupunta sa ganon.
Sa bench.
Tapos chichismis siya lagi na parang, akala ko ba, ano sila, parang, ano, nangangailangan. Pero kasi, tapos okay na naman kasi kung low-key siya. Pero kasi medyo, ano siya, yung medyo binoverbalize niya lagi na, oh, pen shop to, pen shop din yung pants ko, pen shop din yung pabango ko. So, parang, okay. Di ba, may pabango sa pen shop?
Hmm.
Ang sarap, ang bango pa rin for me ng bench 8. Na pabango.
Truly.
Ito ba yung kulay blue?
Bench 8 and Atlantis. Yan yung mga... Ay, naku, yan pala yung mga uso dati na...
Panty pa rin. Pag naamoy ko yun, kahit alam ko kung magkano. Alam mo yun.
Yan yung mga uso dati na ano, yung Trinay ko i-achieve, yung mga pabango-pabango.
Batang bench. Head from head to toe.
Ay, plus,
may ano, may konting angat ka kung may bench accessories or pen shop accessories ka din.
Oo. At saka yun nga, yung mga pabango ng pen shop, parang, oh, pen shop yung pabango ni, ano, ni Bakla, oh. I heard.
Those were fun, no? Yung mga ano. I think that's what the 90s and 2000s, more talaga yung, ano, ng fashion nun.
Oo. Ako nga yung, ay, sorry, go ahead, sorry. Tapusin mo yun sa'yo.
Tandaan nyo yung mga kikay. Hindi sila naka-bench, hindi sila naka-bench, pero naka-Genevieve Gozum.
Ah, yes, ma'am. Ako, fan ako ng Genevieve Gozum. Sinusugod ko talaga lagi yan nung college. Nung college na ako, yung medyo nakasunod ng konti, but not... Kasi medyo blessed ako na nung college ako, di ba sa Iloilo ako nag-college. Tapos yung campus kasi na talaga namin, medyo isolated siya.
Mm-hmm.
So di ba nga yung kwento?
Ina, kwento mo yung ano, yung what you call this, yung fashion police ng school ninyo.
Oh, pero graduate na ako nung nabuo yung Barrio Couture. Tapos parang ano Barrio siya. Oo, kasi merong, naalala ko, merong isang kid na first year na very fashionable siya.
Para ito na yung mga time na nagkaroon na ng influx ng ano, no? Ng mga
medyo rich kids sa UP. Hindi pa tumaas yung tuition. So nung tumaas yung tuition, medyo may mga, medyo may kaya. So parang may isang student doon na gumawa ng FB page about UPV fashionistas. Ay, alam mo, late-late ng campus namin, parang 1,000 lang kami. Feeling mo nga 300 lang kayo kasi magkakakilala kayo lahat. So, ako ito ko lahat. So, pinipicturean niya, tapos kinikritik niya yung outfit nun. Tapos kami, yung mga mas matatanda, graduate na ako nun eh, pero yung mga mas matatandang student na hindi, parang hindi pa naabutan, I think, ng tuition increase nun, medyo natatawa sila kasi parang that's something that never happened. Kasi nga yung UPV, yun yung sinasabi ko, medyo blessed ako. Kasi isolated kami. So kung ano yung uso sa syudad, pagpupunta, kaya nga dati magtutuksuan kami, pagpupunta ka ng syudad, alam mo na pupunta ng city yung tao. Kasi nakakorma. Kasi sa regular day sa UP Visayas, nung time ko at least, pasok ako naka-basketball jersey, naka-chinelas, walang pakialamanan. Para ako papasok, di ba, pasok ako naka-spaghetti, naka-shorts, chinelas. Keri na to. Kasi dati talaga may reputasyon akong pokpok. Kasi yung outfitan ko, pang pokpok talaga. Yung spaghetti, shorts, tapos yung boot slippers pa na malaki.
Ano, ganyan din yung outfitan ko nun, tapos diba? Toto
makeup. Yes, mama. Kaya talaga pokpok tayo dati. Tapos naalala ko yan, kaya nabuo yung Barrio Couture. Kasi yung ginagawa ng mga older students, pipicturean nila yung mga ganun yung outfitan. Tapos yung rating, mga 10 pechay, 10 kamatis.
It is a 5 stars.
Ganyan. And so, for example, yung housemate ko, yung mga bracelet niya kasi goma, tapos yung chinelas niya may butas. So siya talaga 10 kamatis for all yung mga rutrut pa yung t-shirt niya kasi ganun. So may time nung that time natin sa UP Visayas Miyagaw at least na may ganun. So medyo blessed ako na hindi ko kinailangan or kung sasabay man ako sa uso, hindi siya peer pressure. Yung galing peer pressure sa akin nung high school tsaka elementary, alam niyo yung pinakaputang inang ngayon looking back, tawang tawa ako bakit ako halos mamatay sa desperadong makuha. Alam niyo yung hair doctor, yung suklay na yun, parang tumuton. Yung detangler daw. Puta na yun.
Na bakal yung bristles, tapos medyo kalugag. Ganon.
Oh, kasi nga detangler daw siya, di ba? Pag kinaalog mo, umiikot-ikot yung, guys, search nyo na lang yung hair doctor. Tapos back then, it was fucking expensive for a comb. Parang ngayon, this is a normal price for like a mid-price comb na medyo matama yung brand. Pero dati, it was ridiculous that this item was like 300 pesos. Tapos ako, alam nyo, squammy talaga ako through and through. Yung ako kasi, private school ako, tapos hindi naman ako insecure, pero parang kinailangan ko pa rin sumunod sa uso.
Siyempre
kasi
peer pressure eh.
Peer pressure. So, siguro medyo, meron namang insecurity kasi nga parang shit ako na lang yung wala. Pero yung ginagawa kong paraan was bibili ako nung, kaya na-mention ko kanina yung bibili ako sa Divisoria, bibili ako nung mas murang version. So yeah, yung hair, mamalalaman mo kasi original yung hair doctor kasi pag ginanon mo yung suklay dun sa groove sa gitna nakalagay hair doctor. So ako yung hair, yung quote unquote hair doctor ko, hindi ko nilalabas masyado kasi nga parang 15 pesos na version. Oh, ay, oo, at kasi hindi ko talaga nasabayan, though hindi ko na pinursu JanSport. Na I don't know kung dumaan lahat ng tao sa space na to. Yung buong campus nyo ata.
Naka-transport ba?
Parang, bakit? Basta yun, parang hindi ko masabayan yun. Kasi, I mean, even back then dyan.
Journey kid ako before.
Oo. Ang naalala ko yung cousin ko, umuwi siya from the UK. Tapos sabi niya,
heartstring eh.
Ha? Ano na na?
Nabag.
Ano na?
Heartstring.
Heartstring ko. Yung bag ko dito, heartstring.
Yun yung pinangarap ko, pero never ko nakuha.
Heartstring noon.
Oo. Tsaka ano, Speedo dati. For some reason, yung Speedo swim bag, yun yung bag ng lahat ng tao na hindi ko na din yan nasundan. Pero iba rin nangyari ata. Diba, lahat ng tao naka-JanSport. Tapos wala akong JanSport. Yung umuwi yung cousin ko from the UK. Sabi niya, anong gusto mo gawin? At bilhin, bilang kita. Parang wala akong pasalubong ngayon, so bilang kita. Tapos sabi ko, gusto ko nung bag na JanSport. Eh, I think, I'm not so sure, kasi JanSport is an American brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So siya, hindi niya alam kung ano yun. Tapos parang sabi niya, in a British accent, what's that? I don't know that brand. Parang don't buy that. Alam mo, inis na inis ako. Alam ko mas mahal yung binili niya sa akin Adidas na backpack. Pero inis na inis ako kasi yun yung binili niya. Ay, gusto ko yung JanSport. But anyway, I used that Adidas bag, I think, until I was in college. Pero yun yung mga shit. Gusto ko sumabay sa uso, pero hindi ko magawa. You know, because of circumstances. Pati ako naman, no high school ako, it was the bell bottoms. So parang, isa lang ata yung bell bottoms ko noon. Tapos wash and wear talaga, wash and wear yung bell bottoms ko hanggang kamatayan. As in to the point na yung nabubutas na siya. Kasi every time paglalabas pag Sabado, yun yung bell bottoms na sinusuot ko. Hanggang mag-college ako, dala ko yung bell bottoms na yun. Tapos gulanit-gulanit na siya. Hanggang sa parang shit. Tapos nung college ako yan, bumili ako ng, I think third year, fourth year na ako na uso yung skinny jeans. So yun nga, yung brand ng skinny jeans ko galing sa, ano, galing dyan sa tabi-tabi.
Mom, Ina, you're one of the people who kinda helped me shed yung ano ko, yung need ko na makisabay sa uso.
Ako naman kasi feeling ko, I grew up, I couldn't. There was no, I had no choice. Parang gustuhin ko man, wala wala talaga, hindi talaga tayo abot.
Ako talaga nakahelp yung ano, interaction ko sa'yo before nung sinabi mo, I can wear anything. Kung sinabi mo nun, I can wear anything. Make me wear anything. Sabi, yun yung sinabi sa akin ni Ina nun. Tapos there was one time nakitulog siya sa amin. Yun, wala akong damit. Pahiramin mo ako. Pinahiram ko siya ng damit. Literally, kahit ano yung puno ko mahugot. Tapos sinuot niya. Tapos parang sabi ko, you know, this is not supposed to work.
Hindi, yung mga pinagpatibay ng hirap. Kayang-kaya yan.
Magkaya yan. Yung superpower namin yan. Parang, kailangan fashion, pero ano lang. Emi-emi lang tayo dito. Tara na!
Bakit mukha kang mahirap?
Ate, adjust na konti.
Nag-iisa sa akin kahit sa work na parang, ay, necessary mayaman yan, ganyan. Tapos parang ako, aling banda ako mukhang mayaman? Kasi
daw, ma'am, half Japanese ka daw.
Pag-prog ko ngayon, maliban sa hapon ako, tuwing aaton kasi ako nung hindi na shooting, hindi na ano, yung normal na galaan na or meeting, nag-aayos talaga ako. Tapos parang sila, akala nila, may pera ako. Mm. Pero sabi ko, hindi, ang issue ko lang dyan, wala na nga akong pera. Pag mukha pa akong walang pera, mas nakakahiya na yun.
Mm.
So, na sobrang patol na patol din ako sa mga divisoria, ganyan. Kasi bakit? Ganun din naman yung itsura. Itsura yung titingnan nyo. Bubulat na tingin nyo ba yung brand?
Alam mo, yun yung paradox, no? Yun yung ngayon mas napapansin mo pa. Yun yung paradox for with fashion and sa mga bagong uso.
Kasi babalik siya. Ang parang going to the modern, I mean to the next point na the, you know, in a modern sense these days, I noticed that the youth these days are also fashionable.
Yeah.
Go to the grocery. Alam mo kasi, I think it's the advent of parang fashion TikTok na they can, ang daming ganun na napapanood ko sa TikTok na yung for a low price, pwede mong i-refurbish yung damit mo.
Yeah.
And you can look fashionable or you can, although I would not encourage this, and then a lot of people buy from Shein and my God, ang dami, I mean, dati kasi parang, I think the standard, you would know when a person is fashionable. Kasi parang, wow, bam, when they walk into the door. Tapos, you know, the regular people, they wear jeans and t-shirt and stuff. Ngayon talaga, pupunta ako na kahit grocery, parang, grabe, ang fashionable ng kudos talaga doon. Yung latang kabataan ngayon, parang, bakit ang galing nyo lahat? Bakit ang galing nyo lahat malamit?
I think it's more also yung what they call this. They're, because nung time natin, you know, when we were younger, no, you really have fashion references talaga. Or you have very select fashion references. Like, for example, like before you have Trisha Gosinchan, you have Kabilko. No, and then at the same, aside from fashion magazines, it was the start of that era wherein you have these bloggers or influencers that are starting to trickle up. Alam mo yun, that they're the ones who are dictating yung flow of ano, what's fashionable or not, or kung ano yung magiging uso. And now, you have influencers everywhere that, you know, that they really change the game in terms of what could look fashionable and what could be not. Yung mga ganun bagay, no? And these kids, they have all the resources for it in order to find the style that works for them that they want and at the same time that they're comfortable with, that even though, you know, it's just really a jogging pants or a shirt, they look good in it. And I think that's admirable for this new generation. And nakakainggit na, I wish I had that kind of time and resources before to explore and express myself.
And I wish na ano, parang meron tayong, but I don't regret anything naman.
Yeah. It has been fun.
Ang ganda lang tignan na ngayon, yung like you said, yung fashion is trickle up na, hindi na siya trickle down.
Hey, no, you have this institution dictating what is good dress.
Dress, ganon. Mm-hmm. So, oh my God, meron ako naalala na sinundan ko pala sa uso nung bata ako. Trinay ko talaga my very best, pero hindi siya nag-work. Sorry guys, yung pusa ko nakikipag-away. Oliver! Narinig niyo yun?
Kala ko sanggol yung umiiyak.
Oo, parang baby namin yan, si baby boy. Alam nyo, nung bata ako, tinry ko talaga gawin yung book ni Rachel from Friends. Mami, hindi talaga nag-work. Kasi feeling ko sinastyle pa yun, di ba? Binoblow dry. Kaya ganun-ganun yung hair niya. Mawala talaga. Nung ako, wala. Hindi lang pantay-pantay yung book. As in, flat lang siya talaga. Pero yun, parang everybody wanted. Totoo yun. It's not a myth. Back then when, what's her name? Jennifer Aniston came out with that hair. Everybody wanted that hairstyle. Parang nung ano din ako, high school, nung lumabas yung hairstyle ni Dao Mingxi, yung pineapple. Gagong daming lalaki naka-pineapple. Nag-commute, tapos yung pineapple ni Dao Mingxi, tapos may bandana na ganon.
Lagos ko suotin yung hair ko in that fashion.
Dali mo, ano ka,
papahaba pa ako.
Pineapple ka, yung nakaganyan, tapos naka-Dao Mingxi.
Pero ako lang ba yung hanggang tumatagal? Hindi, kasi ako dito ako sa stage ng buhay ko na gusto ko komportable lahat ng suot ko, lahat ng bit-bit ko, na hindi na ako masyadong sumasabay sa uso. Umabot lang sa point na pag uso siya ngayon, and convenient siya sa akin. Doon ako natutuwa. For example, noong nauso yung fanny pack or belt bag.
Same.
I was so happy. Bumili ako nung... Kaya thank you Shopee. Kasi sa Shopee, marami kong makikita magandang bagay or Lazada na mabibili mo na mura pala. Kasi pag sa mall ka bumili minsan...
Laki na patong.
True. Tsaka may na-realize din ako, ang daming bagay na uso ngayon, hindi lang siya fashion eh. It's like activities that you do. Na, I think at first, I tried to, you know, to get into these trends. Pero yun nga, it's social media, it's a full-time job, and it's quite tiring. I guess yun nga, I don't know if it's age or it's really not made for me, it's made for some. Yung ano, for example, when I was younger, ingit ako dun sa mga may mga STE pag-wedding. Baka nga ng wedding nila, shit, ang ganda. And then when I got married, parang it took me seeing all of my friends get married first. Tapos sabi ko, ayoko na pala.
SDE.
Oo, yung hindi nila. It's not just even the SDE. It's
the fanfare.
It's the fanfare of a wedding. Because, you know, yun nga, I think it's really, social media really changed the game. So even like gender reveal parties or like really... you know, big themed parties, even like a birthday party. Parang dati, gusto kong ma-emulate yon. But then, I guess, doon na naman papasok yung practicality na parang, kanino ko ba to ginagawa?
Para
kanino ko to ginagawa? So if it, I mean, there's no shade there. If you enjoy it, go ahead, I think. But if you're doing it for other people to see, nakakapagod siya.
Yeah, yeah. Because hindi ka mauubos sa mga things to do in order to prove yourself.
Oo. So, to me, pero ang hirap sabihin nun, especially if you're like 16, 17,
18. Yeah, I get that.
Because that's what you live for. I think the validation is what you live for. I guess... in retrospect, dadating talaga sa panahon na yun na, ba't ko ginawa yun?
Ay, may naglalaplapan sa, no? So during Zoom meeting. Charet.
Ay, ano ba yan? Ay, masaya ka banding.
Charet. Masayang ka banding. Charet.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
But, you know, going now, so pinag-usapan natin yung uso, no? And Ina, you're starting to talk about no, intangible stuff na mga gusto nating sabayan, no? Lately, especially during the election season, no? One of the things na naging trend, derogatory trend, is calling people pawoke. Especially those people, pawoke.
Yeah. Pawoke pa.
Or politically engaged, pa ganyan. Because I think that's really, you know, as mentioned, I think it doesn't merit any deep interrogation kung totoo siya or hindi. Because it's true. During the election season, maraming tao, even those that we didn't expect, became politically engaged. And because when that happened, there are also, you know, other groups of people that said, oh my God, sumasabay sa uso, nagiging pa-woke or pa-politically engaged. What can we learn from that phenomena?
To me, I don't think, that's not a trickle down. That's the really good thing about Gen Z. It's not a trickle down. Nobody told them. Ako, to me, that's why derogatory yung pa-woke. Because it is true. The young people sometimes, wala na silang nuance. Like for example, I'm gonna die on this hill, I'm probably gonna get bashed. People kind of just look at the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial in, you know, you very, very, you know, in snippets. When in fact, grabe ka nuanced yung conversation na yun. I'm not gonna delve into that. But it is nuanced. You cannot just go, you know, you cannot just ride the tide of bashing Amber Heard without I'm not saying she's a saint. She's not a feminist hero, but there's no one in the conversation with regards to Amber Heard. But that's the curse of it when it's trickle up, because the conversation before siya umabot sa people that will actually dissect the conversation, madami ng kuro-kuro from the bottom.
Yeah.
Same time, it's a little bit unfair to say na uso lang siya. That's why, especially with what happened with Lenny, no? A lot of people that were campaigning for her were the youth, mga kabataang kabaklaan. As in, I really, really thank them. Sobrang game changer nila nung panahon nung campaign. I think hindi siya uso. It's uso siya literally kasi oo, nangyayari siya ngayon. But it doesn't mean it's gonna fizzle out. Hopefully it's not. Because yun.
I hope that it wouldn't.
Kasi trickle up siya. Parang, I don't think itong mga bagets na to. And I'm saying this because I'm so thankful, because hindi tayo ganyan nung panahon natin. Na parang, wala kasi tayong platform. Yung kuro-kuro natin, atin lang. So, when we needed to express it, we had to go to the street. And that's not a bad thing. Pero hindi ka sure kung yung ibang tao
share. Are with you.
Are with you. Ngayon kasi, alam mo yun, especially with with Pride and the LGBTQ movement, grabe yung ugong. And it's not a woke. And I really think parang nagkakaroon ng certain openness. Because nanggagaling sa kanila, yung they now have a platform to say na, we are being discriminated against. So we have to fight back. Or we want good governance. So we are campaigning for Lenny. Parang to me, unfair. I think the term woke was coined by Fox News. And as you know, yung Fox News is a conservative news media outlet in the US. And they're calling people na quote-unquote sensitive because they're woke, they're snowflakes. They're not. Yung pagiging woke ngayon, it's coming from the bottom. It's people saying na kailangan yung bar should move.
So, I think the lack of nuance is part of the evolution of what you call this, of sensibilities and perspectives. I think more than just calling it a trend, I think the more appropriate term, it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, it is.
Because, and I hate that I should say this, pero alam mo yun, the thing is, tapos na yung panahon nila. Those
alam
people,
mo, aminin mo yun, kasama tayo doon. Tapos na yung panahon natin. Ang hirap, diba? Ang pait nunukin doon. Si Sari naka-funny pack. May patingin. Wait lang guys, commercial. Si Sari po naka-funny
pack. Sari pa bulletproof vest na yan.
Ano ba yan? Patingin nga ako niyan. Ba't parang baby carrier?
So, pag may event ako, dahil yung kwento ko, nag-chikahan nga kami kanina mga kapit-bahay, diba, tungkol sa Holy Home Shoot. Takbo ko ng takbo. Tapos I have a lot of stuff with me, like scripts.
Baby, anong tawag dyan?
Alcohol. It's a chest rig.
Chest rig. O, oh, diba? Magpapauso po si Ate Sari ng chest rig.
Pagkatakbo ako, nandito na yung laman. Tingnan mo, ang laki. Kasya nga tablet ko.
O, bongga.
Nandito na lahat. Ang ina nyo, gera to. Tatakbo din ako. Ganon.
Practicality yan. Nasa edad na tayo ng practicality.
Pero inatama ka dun sa sinasabi mo na as much as we hate to admit it, hindi na natin ano to, what you call this, hindi na natin playing field yung mainstream culture sa
hindi
mga
talaga.
Ina-Athena na yan, sa generation na ina-Athena yan.
Oo, lalo na yung for example yung music, yung hindi ko siya masabayan kasi ayaw ko siya. It's just that I'm not used to it anymore. For example, yung mga icons na nila ngayon for music is sila Ariana, please give me names of young
Dua Lipa.
Yon, I don't.
Doja Cat.
I like Doja Cat, pero si Dua Lipa medyo hindi ko. I haven't heard her voice, I think, or I think I know her and I've heard a song from her. Pero hindi ko lang si Dua Lipa. Yon yung mga ganon. Ang dami kong ganon, by the way, guys, ngayon. And if you think when you were young, you're gonna say na ako pag tumanda ako, hindi ako malalaos. Doy, malalaos ka pa rin talaga.
Laos na ako, ma'am.
Sabi ko hindi ako malalaos. Para hanggang pagtanda ko, alam ko kung sino yung mga latest singer, ganyan. Doy, alam mo, ang dami kong parang asya pala kumanta niyan. Ah, yan pala yung Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth ba?
Charlie XCX.
Meron pa isa si Charlie Puth. Lalaki kasi yon. Si Charlie XCX mo ba yun?
Uso ko si Charlie Puth.
Oo, meron sila ngayong Si Charlie Puth ba yung ano ngayon? Yung...
Mga kapit ba itong crucify niya?
Okay, grabe ka.
Siya ba yung I'm only one call away?
Wag. Of course, also si Charlie Puth. Meron silang, ano, anong tawag mo dyan? Collaboration ni Jungkook.
Yun.
Ang trainer eh. Hindi ko alam yung Jungkook na
yun. Ate, kasi yung ate ko kasi, I think na-mention ko na to ilang beses. Yung ate ko kasi, she's a massive, when I say massive, she's one of those people na gagasto siya ng libo-libo para sa BTS. So, medyo updated ako doon. Mm. Kaso, andun pa rin ako sa, nagigets ko na yan yung tatay ko dati, sabi niya, yung apat na Spice Girls daw, magkakamuka. Sabi ko sa kanya, sobra ka naman pa, hindi. Ngayon, tinitignan ko tong, ano to?
Yung BTS.
BTS, yung Little Mix, mga ganyan. Hirap na hirap nga akong kilalanin sino si Rosé tsaka sino si what's the other one's name?
Hindi ko alam.
My God, anong pangalan yung isa sa Blackpink tamo? Lagi ko siya nalilimutan. It's that one. Mm-hmm. Laos na ako, I know. Pero parang kailangan ko at least naintindihan.
Yeah.
And guys, don't be afraid. I really think darating ka doon sa age na yun na andun ka na lang watching from afar na yeah, I get it. But
it's not for me. But at the same time, you know, after working with so many kids the past, or younger people in the past year, because, you know, I've been involved in student productions and stuff like that, you really have to give credit to the kids. You know, while they lack, what they lack in formal training, they make up for skills that you wouldn't expect them to have. Kasi maybe because we didn't have them when we were growing up. My God, parang apat dun sa isang pod na sinaliyan ko. Tayo na apat sa kanila, marunong mag-video edit.
Ay, oo. Ma'am, magaling na sila sa ganyan. Magaling na sila mag... A lot of TikTok techniques are teaching you. You're not aware of it, but those are like film techniques.
Mm.
Parang ganun, magaling na sila mag-photo. Ang bilis nila mag-photoshop. Parang, ma'am, dati hirap na hirap ako dyan, pero bilis nila mag-edit.
Yeah.
At so, amazing.
Amazing.
Kudos to the youth. Kudos, ang galing-galing niyo.
So, di ba kids, we're cool adults.
Cool kami, no? We're not just adults, we're cool adults.
But for you to say that you're the cool adults means you're not the cool adult.
I know.
We're becoming those.
TikTok nga nung wala si Martin eh. Kasi hindi kami marunong
mag-edit.
Kasi hindi na yung TikTok niya, pang specialty niya, paganda yun yung sarili niya. Is pag kami... Pero Athena, maganda lang yan pag ikaw yung gumawa. Ala, pusa.
Oo nga eh. Daddy, pakuha naman yung pusa.
Mga kababayan, kasi hindi nyo nakikita ngayon yung screen ni Ina. Fur lang.
Oo. Eto, bigay mo na lang sa kanya yung macaroni. Kasi mga kabitay, kumakain ako ng chicken macaroni dito sa...
Mama.
Eh, kaso kanina pa naamoy yan ng pusa ako. Kaya, akyat siya ng akyat sa lamesa kasi goal niya yung akin na yung chicken macaroni soup mo. Ganun.
So, hindi nawala ako kasi dumating na yung Shopee ko ng belt bag and chest bag. Isipin mo, wala na akong pakialam kung mukha akong ano, taga-militar, ganun. Ang importante, nasesecure ko lahat ng gamit ko sa katawan ko at nakakatakbo ako. So, alam mo yun, priorities.
But at the same time, alam mo, Ina, Isari, one of the things I'm also hopeful with, kahit tumatanda tayo, what I do hope for is we eventually become those adults na kahit even though it's not our niche, yung mga things that are coming up and they're becoming the trends right now, we're one of those people who will defend the kids. Let them do their thing because that's what we are. That's what we were when we were there. We were at their age. I don't want to... Yun lang yung prayer ko. I don't want to be one of those adults we're in na ayoko yan and just...
Saka ano yun? Kasing tumanda na mga...
Mm-hmm.
Ang bilis mag-mature, ang bilis tumanda. Minsan nasa-shock ako, they are talking about dating at 14 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
Sila masisisi kasi minsan yun na rin yung lumalabas sa media. Mm-hmm. Ewan ko, times are changing, ang bilis tumanda ng mga bata. So hanggat kaya nilang mag-enjoy at kung kaya sa kung anumang meron sila at kung gusto nila makisabay sa uso, ibigay natin kasi mm-hmm. piling ko, bilis-bilis ng mundo ngayon, lahat tayo may hinahabol.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I think, with the pandemic wherein it literally stole, at least for us Filipinos, it literally stole 2 years of our lives.
Ah.
Wherein, for 2 years, we were at abeyance. We didn't know where, what we were supposed to do. We didn't know where to take our lives because there's so many red tape and restrictions that's stopping us. And especially for the kids, I feel very sorry for the kids that were, you know, weren't able to finish their college ng, you know, with their friends physically. That's why, you know, in a way, I really can't blame yung mga kabatch ni na Athena is right now, they really want to get where the action is going. It's because of the pandemic. Oh. You know?
May kwento ako sa inyo, mabilis lang before we end. Nag-volunteer ako sa Lenny, volunteer center. Tapos yung katabi kong nag-volunteer noon, di nagtitape kami ng mga box. Sabi niya, ate, matanda ka na. Ay, sabi niya, ate, ilang taong ka na? I think they were 13, 14. Uh-huh. Ate, ilang taong ka na? Sabi ko, ay, matanda na ako. Kasi hinuholding hands niya ako. Kasi parang feeling niya close kami. Ate, ilang taong ka na? Sabi ko, matanda na ako. Sabi niya, 21. Ate, matanda na sa kanila yung 21. So, tapos natawa na lang ako. Sabi ko, medyo malayo. Ganon. So, and I get it. When you're young, yung perspective mo ng what's old is hanggang dito pa lang. Kaya nga sinasabi ko, when you're young, it's so easy to impart the advice, but I know it's difficult to follow. You tell them to relax and it's just a trend. No. Mm. At that time, it means the world
to them. Because, you know, their circle, their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, it's wide because of the internet. But, you know, yung material reality nila na ginagalawan nilang mundo, nakakulong pa dun eh.
So, it really means the world to them. And I understand. Mm-hmm. So, parehas tayo. I think tayong tatlo. Ganun na lang din yung hinohope natin na now that we're the adults, let's not be the adults that say, don't do that, that's stupid.
Mm.
You know, why not be the adults that say, yeah, we were as stupid as that. So, tanga-tanga ko dati, te, hair doctor ko, 15 pesos.
Ma'am, last share ko, diba, because gusto ko bumili ng skinny jeans, nag-DV ako, mama, nabili ko skinny jeans noon, yung mga factory defect. Yung bulsa niya, hindi umaabot sa, hindi umaabot sa legs ko. Yung isa, mahaba nga yung bulsa, butas! Tapos hindi ko siya na-check. Because in my head, gusto ko lang magkaroon ng skinny jeans.
Truly, ma'am. Alam mo dati, kapag ngayon kasi there's online, there's Shopee, and there's Shein. Dati, pag gusto mo maging trendy, pero gipit ka, it was really divisoria. So, thanks, Divi. Thanks, 168 Mall.
Yan. So, yan, mga kapit-bahay.
Hingi na ako, guys.
Maraming salamat sa pagkikinig ng episode. So, nag-enjoy kayo, no? Because ako nag-enjoy ako for this episode. It's fun, it's nostalgic, and at the same time, I think it was very engaging, especially towards the part na, you know, we were now coming into terms that, you know, pop culture is no longer our game. I mean, we can still participate in it one way or another. We can still shake it, but it's no longer for us. But really now, it's the kids, yung generation in Athena, generation in Martin, of course, yung mga batang kapitbahay sa nasa group chat, at yung mga nakikisaling, at saka yung mga bata nakakatrabaho din namin. Keep up the good work, kids. I know you're frustrated with so many things right now, but, you know, nasa inyo, kayo nasa kamay ninyo ngayon now in shaping on the, you know, the life that you want and the culture that you want to create, you know, and we're going to do, as adults, we're also going to do our part into helping you, you know, ease in that kind of transition. I hope it continues. And I think all of us here right now, you know, in this to that, we're also hopeful for that kind of continuation in terms of, I wouldn't call it trend, but, you know, this kind of developing attitude towards culture and society. Yung mga ganun bagay. Oh, di ba? Akala niyo magbabaklaan lang kami today. May pa-under pala na gano'n. So, I'd like to take this chance to thank Podcast Network Asia. Podcast Network Asia, you're cool adults. They're always in the interest of, you know, promoting the, you know, yung strong personal views and convictions. They've always been that adult. They've always been those people. So maraming salamat. And of course, guys, we'd also like to give a shout out to our co-affiliates. Give them a listen. They're also dishing up very, very, very good content. And of course, much love and thanks to our guys for sticking with us through thick and thin. Promise, guys, hayaan nyo lang muna kaming glumarga ngayon. Babalik kami with vengeance, or we're going to come back with new episodes with vengeance para sa inyo. para, because you guys are very important part for us too, as you know, as creators or as content creators or as podcasters. Maraming salamat. You guys make us. And kung wala kayo at yung supporta nyo, wala din kami. Yun, follow us sa social media kahit wala kami sa uso. We have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and TikTok too kahit wala pang content. Everything is at Kudazzers. That's KUDAZZERS. Yun. Woo! Naubos nining ako doon. Maraming salamat mga kamit. Bye! Hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Ina.
And this is Sari.
And you all just listen to...
Kulo!
Love, kamit. Bye!
Oo, naihihi na ako guys. Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.